This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Peoria is synonymous with the quote-unquote mainstream. It's a mid-sized city in the middle of the country and was often a test market for American companies in the 20th century because it was thought to be the prototypical American town. But there's a book that explores another side of Peoria's history that's less well-known. It's music culture from the mid-90s, brimming with anger and authority, celebrating a do-it-yourself ethos, and embracing the strange. The book is called Punks in Peoria, Making a Scene in the American Heartland. It's co-written by Dawson Barrett and Jonathan Wright. He's a writer, editor, musician, and longtime veteran of the Peoria music scene. He's also former editor-in-chief at Peoria Magazine and a correspondent at our partner station, WCBU. Wright joined us back in May to talk about the book. In April, the book earned the 2022 Russell P. Strange Memorial Book of the Year Award from the Illinois State Historical Society. Because we taped this conversation in May, we're not taking calls for this part of the show, but you can always join the conversation in real time by tweeting at 21st Show, at 21st Show. All right, here now is my conversation with Jonathan Wright, author of Punks in Peoria. Let's talk about what this Peoria scene is. Are you writing about a specific, like a sound? Is there a Peoria sound that you're focusing on here?
There was never really a sound. There were so few bands, and they were all very different from one another. The book takes place starting in kind of the early 80s through the 90s into the early 2000s. And these bands came together. None of them really had a scene of their own, so they kind of all came together because they were underground and there were no venues in town that would have them. And so there was just there just wasn't an opportunity for them to get out there without banding together and doing it themselves.
So I guess, is it fair to say it's more of like an ethos than that you're writing about then?
Yes. So people think of punk rock, they think of Mohawks and the Ramones and leather jackets and metal spikes. And that's kind of the stereotype, but punk rock was much more than that. And in the early 80s, it really diversified. And as bands were traveling the country and came out, there was a number of different subcultures that kind of came out from underneath this. But the one that we really focus on is that DIY mentality. So the kids would basically book the venue. They would put out their own records. They would do all their own promotion. Everything was done from the ground up by them. And subsequently, there was little record of that in the newspapers and in the local media because it was very much under the radar.
Say more about that DIY ethos beyond like booking the venue, doing your own production work. How does that differ from, you know, the way other musicians might approach something?
Sure. I think being out of the mainstream and being underground kind of built this mentality of doing it yourself because there wasn't anyone to do it for you. And this ethos really shaped young people, molded them into who they would become later in life. And I was one of those kids that was booking the shows, working at a record store, had a record label in the mid-90s. And that really stuck with me. There was a political element to it that helped define who we would become as adults, and a very healthy questioning of authority, and just the mentality that if you put your mind to it, you can create something out of nothing.
I mentioned earlier that, you know, Peoria is synonymous with the middle, right? The median, middle of the country, mid-sized city. What was it like coming up there, and why, in your view, was that sort of fertile ground for this DIY music scene?
Well, growing up here, this was all we ever knew. So we didn't necessarily know that it was, you know, how different or similar it was to anywhere else in the country. And as it turned out, Peoria was very much like many other towns in the Rust Belt. In the 80s, it was very much the fall of the industrial Midwest. There were strikes, layoffs, unemployment had hit nearly 20%. And this was the legacy that we kind of grew up with. And that helped feed that mentality of doing it yourself. And so this was just something that came up. This was pre-internet. So there wasn't all of the access to all music at the tips of your fingertips and
right,
and all of that. So it was just a way to, you know, it was something to do, a way to be creative and a way to build community. And that was something that I really took from that.
Yeah, young people today have not to get too Gen X-y and back in my day, but I learned about Nirvana when my cousin gave me a cassette tape. There's no way to Google that,
right,
or YouTube it. Did you like Peoria as a teenager?
That's an interesting question. I didn't not like it. I graduated from high school near here, and I stayed and went to Bradley University. So I was in Peoria throughout my college years. And I didn't really have a chip on my shoulder about Peoria itself, because I was too busy doing things and creating things and building these shows and putting out records. And so I think it was a healthy outlet. You know, even though punk rock is kind of known for being angry or rebellious, this was actually a very healthy and fruitful outlet, a way for people to funnel their creativity and create something that, at the time, we didn't necessarily know that it would be long lasting, but here we are 30 years later, right? So I think that it has proven its value over time. And then seeing a reputable publisher, the University of Illinois Press, kind of take this project on and believe in it. And then the book came out last summer. We had great response, great feedback. And then just a couple of months ago, we won the award from the Illinois State Historical Society, which was not our initial target market. But I think it really validated that we really tried to create something that anyone could enjoy, even if they weren't there, even if they don't know who the bands are, even if they don't like that particular, you know, those styles of music. We tried to create the context, the culture, the history, and really put it out there so that anybody could enjoy the book. And I think that was a nice validation of that.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we're revisiting my conversation with Jonathan Wright. He co-authored the book Punks in Peoria, Making a Scene in the American Heartland. This year, it was recognized by the Illinois State Historical Society as the 2022 Book of the Year. Because our conversation is on tape, our phone lines are closed, but let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org, talk@21stshow.org. Say more about why it was important for you to document this musical history as, you know, something unique in Peoria that you experienced.
Right. I think part of it was that there was so little documentation outside of our own personal collections of flyers and memorabilia. This was a moment in time that was very meaningful to the group of us who were there. And so when I was approached by my co-author to write the book, it was something that I had thought about over the years. Hey, there's actually a lot here that this could be a book, but of course it takes quite a long time and commitment to put something like that together. I never would have done it on my own. So it was great to have a partner to kind of motivate me and bring me along. But it's something that, you know, a lot of my friends, maybe even the majority of my friends today, I met 25, 30 years ago, and we shared the same spaces, and we went to these shows together and really built lifelong friendships. And now these people are scattered all across the country and the world, and you know, we're much older and we're doing different things with our lives. But I think I can speak for most of us that this moment in time was just a really special for us. And it's something that I think that can be projected onto other you know, seminal moments for youth. So, and I think that's, again, why someone who wasn't there, who didn't necessarily take part in this particular scene, can really take something away from it.
How many people did you talk to? How many people did you interview for this?
We interviewed nearly 80 people in depth for the book. So it's really a patchwork of memories kind of overlapping. We wanted to make sure that everything we said had multiple backup perspectives. And we also did a public survey. So there were another maybe 150 people who took the survey, and we mined their answers for quotes and stories. Some of them we ended up interviewing more in depth. We also spent a lot of time on Facebook and social media, looking, finding information, looking through old posts, and you know, finding new threads to pursue. Spent a lot of time at the library and dug through the archives there. But I do think that, you know, to interview 80 people and transcribe all those interviews and somehow, you know, bring them all together into a cohesive piece was very challenging, but very rewarding. And I think that the feedback we've gotten from those people has been almost universally positive. So I think we did a good job, and it really required that many people just to understand what happened, because in the life of a scene, you might only be a part of it for a year, 2 years, maybe three, and then you move on with your life. So a lot of the kids didn't know what came before them. They didn't know what came after them. So we had to really dig in and trace the roots back to find out, where did this all start? How did it happen? And how did it get passed along?
Does Peoria have a music scene today?
Peoria absolutely has a music scene. And it's not just one music scene. There's all different kinds. There's more bands today than there were, you know, far more bands playing today than there were during the time of this book that was written. And I think that's a good thing. The creativity has opened up, and more people are able to participate and take part. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing and very healthy. And, you know, there's still kids playing in, you know, guitar, bass, drums bands, in addition to, you know, making music on their laptops and DJing and, you know, doing all of that. So, I think that, you know, there's always going to be that creativity amongst the youth, and they're going to take advantage of whatever tools are available to them. There's just a lot more tools out there now.
Yeah, say that, the DIY, you can do a lot more today than you could have 20, 30 years ago.
Right, exactly. So, you know, and that's partly why we ended the book where we did, because once the internet comes up, it really changes the entire dynamic of everything. And that's not a bad thing. It's just a factual thing. So as we were looking for where to end the book, because of course, you know, this has the local music scene and kids putting shows on, and that has continued on. It's never stopped. So that was one of our, you know, points, was to try to figure out where do we start this and where do we end it? And the rise of the internet seemed to be the real catalyst for significant shift in how this was all done.
Jonathan Wright has been speaking with us. He's the author of the book, Punks in Peoria, Making a Scene in the American Heartland. Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us and sharing the book with us today on the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Appreciate it.
And that's all the time we have for our program today. Tomorrow on the show, Black on Black on Black on Black, we'll visit the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign, Illinois, and talk with four artists who are part of a new show of that title, exploring space, both the physical kind here on Earth, as well as the more celestial, philosophical sort of space out there. That's coming up tomorrow on The 21st Show, which is produced by Aiden Choate, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Anaya Jones and Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. Usually, although today, we're going out with the song Dollface by Deep, another of the Peoria punk bands we were just talking about a few minutes ago. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. Pain and black, but that was still too bright.